Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Girls face a lot of pressure in their teenage years, and it can creep into many aspects of their lives, including athletics.
This allowed us a unique opportunity to get girls together, to learn from each other, learn from mentors who have experienced the same things that they're experiencing now, and to know they're not alone.
Today, we'll hear about an upcoming summit at UC Merced designed to inspire and uplift young female athletes. But first, these news headlines. A new draft business plan is proposing to cut back the budget of California's high-speed rail project. The Rail Authority says it's, quote, right-sizing the project by cutting $1.7 billion from its budget. The authority's proposing the savings through partnerships. That includes private financing, real estate development, and related business projects. The draft plan is open for public comment through April. The high-speed rail segment between Merced and Bakersfield is alone estimated to cost $35 billion. Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening to pull some state funding from Fresno and Kern counties. That's because he says they are underperforming in a behavioral health program known as Care Court. The program aims to provide shelter and treatment for those struggling with mental illness and homelessness. Fresno and Kern are among 10 counties that are not meeting enrollment goals. Newsom has threatened to send their Care Court funding to better performing counties. A recent KVPR survey asked residents in Fresno how they feel about their personal financial situation. KVPR's Israel Cardona Hernandez has these findings.
Affordability is a top concern for people living in Fresno. Even though it is still considered one of the cheapest places to live in California, rising costs are making some residents feel financially stuck. April Henry feels it in her utility costs.
Electricity is ridiculous.
The state consumer advocate group known as the Public Advocates Office says that PG&E rates have more than doubled in the last 10 years. But rents and mortgages are other costs that keep rising. The home listing service, Zillow, reports that the average home is costing more than $300,000 in Fresno since 2024. Right now, rents are around $1,300. Michelle Rogers says wages are in keeping up with these costs.
It's hard when you've been working so many years and you don't feel any pay raise.
California already has one of the highest minimum wages in the country. For KVPR News, I am Israel Cardona Hernandez.
California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks issued a letter on Tuesday urging Democrats running for governor to assess the viability of their campaigns and consider dropping out. Democrats, including Hicks, have raised concerns that their party's crowded field of candidates could end up helping Republicans consolidate support in the June primary. It could even result in a Democratic lockout, where two Republicans appear on the November general election ballot. Hicks says this could have an impact on California's congressional races, too.
Having a strong Democratic candidate for governor at the top of the ticket, it helps drive Democratic turnout, which ultimately helps or hurts down ballot races like the critical seats that we need to pick up in California to have a chance of Democrats retaking the House.
Friday is the deadline for candidates to drop out of the race without their names appearing on the primary ballot. The Marjorie Mason Center in Fresno has selected an interim CEO. Leticia Campos will lead the nonprofit after the recent departure of longtime CEO Nicole Linder. Campos was program officer under Linder, who served as CEO for 10 years. The Marjorie Mason Center provides housing and support to people affected by domestic violence.
Central Valley Daily listeners like to know what's going on in their community. And coming up this spring is our Corks and Brews event. On Sunday, May 3rd, we'll have nearly 40 different wineries and breweries waiting to pour you a drink. Come put a face to the names of the people behind this podcast. We'll also have live music, a silent auction, and food trucks. Tickets are $75. Get yours today at kbpr.org.
And now to our main story. Thousands of young girls across our valley participate in sports. It's a key part of many teenagers' high school experience. And no matter the sport, many of the required skills are the same. Teamwork, strategy, endurance, and athleticism. But sports can also be a lot to manage for young girls. It comes on top of schoolwork, maybe a job, or preparing to apply for college, not to mention the social pressure inherent in those teenage years. So this weekend, UC Merced is convening a one-day leadership summit for girls in sports titled Together We Will. Student athletes in 9th through 12th grade will convene at the campus for this unique event. It's never been done before. Women leaders, including an Olympic medalist, will discuss important topics such as performance, mental health, nutrition, leadership, and self-empowerment. Lisa Pollard's a mother to two teenage girl athletes and is helping organize the event. She's also an associate vice chancellor at UC Merced and the vice president of the UC Merced Foundation. We discussed how this event was conceived and what gap it's trying to fill.
I think for us, really, we wanted to be able to support the girls of our valley. We have nothing else like this in the Central Valley, and we recognize the pressures that high school girls face today, both in competition as athletes, but in life. And so having Together We Will is an opportunity to really provide resources and tools for these girls were really important to us.
So I understand there will be a lot of speakers and mentors at this Girls Sporting Summit event. Tell us more about what's behind the title, Together We Will.
Sure. So Together We Will really is about connecting girls together. And for us, we really wanted to ensure that the girls felt celebrated in the space. Connections are so important. I think the idea that girls are not facing these challenges alone. Mm-hmm. And so this allowed us a unique opportunity to get girls together, to learn from each other, learn from mentors who have experienced the same things that they're experiencing now, and to know they're not alone. Together We Will was kind of interesting, though, in terms of the name. Just a personal side I have to share, the name actually came out of a conversation with my 13-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. We were discussing the conference, its impact, and the importance of feeling connected. And she came to me and said, what about Together We Will? Because together we can do anything. And I think that was the idea overall of the conference, Liz, yeah, is that with this conference, we see the ripple effect of its impact. It's not just the girl who attends, but she'll go back into her community, her school, with her teammates, and have resources that not only help her, but also those around her. And that was really our goal for the Together We Will Day.
Totally. What is the age group that the event is targeted towards? And when you mentioned challenges that young girls are facing, could you elaborate on some of those challenges as well?
Sure. So the conference targets girls 9th through 12th grade. And in terms of the challenges, I know there's many, but I will say, you know, again, being a parent myself and having two teenage girls at home who are also athletes, I see what they're balancing both in terms of their academics, their sports, and their family life. We recently talked to several girls regarding the event who are all athletes and asked them what they'd want adults to know about you know, their time as an athlete. And time again, we heard these themes of exhaustion and trying to do it all, and the need to have adults step in and help them balance. And I think, again, with Together We Will, we hope that this will be a starting point. You know, I consider it a launching point to hopefully more opportunities to support the girls of our valley, but it will be to provide tools for these girls, you know, that they can really take in life in anything they choose to do.
Yeah, 9th through 12th grade is such a pivotal time because not only are you coming into yourself as a person and as a competitive athlete, but also you're preparing for college and a big life change coming up. And it makes me think that I have to ask, you know, in recent years, there's been a lot of discussion on how trans students fit into sports teams, specifically in high schools. Is that something that'll be discussed or addressed at the summit?
It's not a topic that we're specifically focused on, but of course, prepared to talk about it depending on how the conversations take place in the space. The idea is that this is a very welcoming environment for the girls that we're supporting. There is part of the overall session. We're doing what's called Team Up and Talk, which is a lunchtime networking session. The girls will get together with both our speakers and mentors who will be joining us for the day. And they'll have a space for active conversation, which, you know, will allow them to really ask the questions that come to heart for them.
What about some of the speakers or topics they'll touch base on?
Sure. We are very excited to host a number of speakers, including Danielle Slayton. She's an Olympic medalist and co-owner of the Bay FC women's professional soccer team. She'll be talking about athletic identity, what happens after sport as well. Mm-hmm. Victoria Garrick Brown is another featured speaker. She's a mental health advocate and founder of The Hidden Opponent. And she'll be highlighting, you know, just the challenges that girls face today, navigating social media, how you navigate just struggles with mental health and wellness, and strategies to help support you. In addition, we have a nutritionist coming in, as I said, to talk about nutrition for performance and signs of underfueling. We'll have a doctor that will talk about injury prevention and recovery, and then also courses on leadership skills and what it means just in terms of, you know, being a girl, being a woman in this space today, and daring to be imperfect in, you know, a world in which we're navigating so much social media. So again, there's a variety of topics for girls to choose from, and I just know it will be a very powerful day.
Yeah, this is coming on the heels of the Winter Olympics. Was that by design or just coincidence?
It was just coincidence, but it is very timely, as you note.
Yeah, we've interviewed a few different female athletes here for the podcast, and particularly young women who are just excel in their field. And there certainly are pressures for young girls and women. Do you think they're different than the ones that boys face, or do a lot of the same practices apply?
Well, I think I'll just say, as we know, you know, there are statistics out there that note that girls do have fewer opportunities than boys in sports. I think I saw a recent statistic that showed at the high school level, girls receive 1.2 million fewer high school sport opportunities than boys. I think we also know that, you know, nearly half of girls drop out of sports during adolescence, which is a rate that's much higher than boys. So I think there are some real challenges there. You know, and I know some of the reasons that are often cited is the lack of confidence or pressure and, you know, limited access to programs. And so, again, our hope is that not only are we addressing this from that lens of a student athlete, but I think, as you said, Liz, earlier in this conversation, these really are tools that will support them in life.
Lisa Pollard, Associate Vice Chancellor and Vice President of the UC Merced Foundation. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Liz.
The Together We Will Leadership Summit for Girls in Sports will take place this Sunday at the UC Merced campus. This event is free for female student athletes in grades 9 through 12 in the Valley, but advanced registration by Friday is required. You can find more details at together.ucmerced.edu. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arcanian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.